What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever insanity is going to be coming down the pipe next. And there does seem to be a lot of it. In fact, Claire was just saying this morning, it just seems like the entire world is in thrash mode. It does feel crazy. And I understand that the availability of the internet and the independent media means we are far better informed than we used to be back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when corporate media basically was our only window onto the world. But it does seem like things are just a lot crazier now than they were maybe a decade ago. Well, two decades ago. We've been at war in Afghanistan for going on 18 years now. But it does feel like, you know, everybody's itching for a war and they're just waiting for somebody else to make the first move. All right, so let's get on into it here. Today, of course, is the spring equinox, officially the first day of spring. And it was a rough winter. And already the global warming cultists are out there saying, no, it wasn't that bad a winter. Really, you people are just imagining all that snow and, you know, you're just imagining all that snow melt that's now washing Nebraska away. And, you know, really, the planet is hot. Carbon dioxide is the enemy. And you've got to pay carbon taxes and do what we tell you to save the world here. And, of course, Alexandria occasionally has a cortex, is leading that with her Green New Deal. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Right now, though, we're looking at Venezuela, and Ron Paul is basically out there saying, is Trump really about to attack Venezuela? And, of course, as you know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ordered the last of the U.S. diplomats out of Venezuela, saying their presence was a constraint on U.S. policy toward the country. And the wording seems to convey the idea that the U.S. is about to launch military action to place a Washington-backed, self-appointed politician to the presidency. Was it just bluster designed to intimidate? Or is the Trump administration really about to invade another country that has neither attacked nor threatened the United States? Well, Venezuela is not a threat to you. It's not a threat to me. Their oil is a threat to the petroleum corporations. And the fact that they sell their oil for any currency that the purchaser wishes to use is a threat to the hegemony of the United States dollar. So that is what they're going to spend your money and the lives of your children on. To protect the oil company profits and to keep the dollar supreme. That piece of ink and piece of paper with colored ink, you know, must be kept supreme no matter how many lives it takes, apparently, here. Now, overall, journalists outside of America's corporate media, they're doubting Guaido's legitimacy. And they understand this is just another classic United States regime change. And they're going on back. Looking at February 23rd, where there was that stunt at the border between Colombia and Venezuela on a bridge which was not actually open and in use. And the stunt ended in a riot during which the supporters of Guaido burned the trucks that were supposed to transport the aid. Even the New York Times had to admit that, and then it was found out that the trucks also contain materials that could be used to build barricades and various other things. And, you know, Guaido's still out there saying that he has a legal right to make himself interim president based on Article 233 of the Venezuelan Constitution. But unfortunately, it doesn't apply to him because he waited too long. So this paragraph basically says it. When an elected president becomes permanently unavailable to serve prior to his inauguration, which doesn't apply to Maduro, a new election by universal suffrage and direct ballot shall be held within 30 consecutive days. Pending election and inauguration of the new president, the president of the National Assembly shall take charge of the presidency of the republic. Here's where it falls apart. Maduro is not unavailable. He's still the president. So Guido, basically, he's another U.S. puppet trying to take over another country for U.S. corporate interests. And let's face it, it makes a great distraction from the fact that the United States got its rear end polished over there in Syria. Okay, now, Lavrov's deputy, talking to Elliot Abrams, is saying that this Venezuela aid op is unacceptable. Russia will protect their interest. And what they're talking about is that apparently, despite Elliot Abrams' comments to these Russian pranksters, there do seem to be indications that the United States is seriously considering a full-on military intervention in Venezuela under the pretext of humanitarian aid. Those poor, suffering Venezuelans, we have to go in there and shoot them for their own good. And Russia is sending a message that they're not going to stand down. So Ryabkov said, "We strongly urge the U.S. side against any temptation to resort to military power. It includes our warning against, so to speak, hardcore, massive military intervention, which can't be excluded given the type of behavior we've seen on the U.S. side in recent years." Which is certainly true. The U.S. can't seem to resist the invasion impulse. Ooh, look at that country. Let's invade it. Oh, there's a pretty country over there. Let's invade that one. Let's regime change it. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. More videos are coming on out from Venezuela. And we've got one of them up on whatreallyhappened.com. And again, the videos completely undermine this whole humanitarian aid story. There are plenty of products in the stores, and there are plenty of customers who are clearly able to buy these products. And this particular one that I'm looking at, they made a specific point of filming in the middle-class neighborhoods so they couldn't be accused of saying, well, you just went into the rich neighborhoods. Max Blumenthal is also out there with more of his videos saying, it's, you know, the stories that we're being told about no toothpaste in the supermarkets and people starving to death and there being huge, huge bread lines, it's just not true. And he's saying there's massive amounts of produce. There's a huge rabbit breeding program because rabbits are a high source of protein. There's a lot of urban gardening going on. Venezuela doesn't need our help. They have not attacked us. They have not threatened the American people or the United States of America. They are a threat to the bankers, the Federal Reserve, and the oil corporations. And that is the real reason. And if you are the parents of military-age children, now's the time to start thinking. Do you want that child to go off and go through the experience of war, which even if they come back unscathed, will change them? Worse, of course, is they come back killed or crippled. Is that, you know, are you willing to go along with that just to make the bankers richer than they already are? Just to make the oil companies richer than they already are? Are you willing to go through that so that the world has to come crawling to the U.S. dollar for international commerce? I would say probably the answer for the vast majority of you is going to be no. All right. Article that came on out from Desert Peace, basically saying Western values change regimes from Gaza to Venezuela. And it says, what we're seeing in Venezuela makes us painfully aware. No state is safe from Western values, and values is in quotes. Even Egypt, Syria, Iran, Ukraine, and currently Venezuela and Gaza show how perfidious this method is. The United States is engaged in outright global imperialism. and they get you to go along with it by saying it's humanitarian. We're exporting our values to these other countries. Well, taking a look around this nation right now, I'm not sure that other nations would want our values. I'm not sure our values are really worth exporting to other countries when you see what's going on in our streets, in our schools, with all this transgender nonsense. I think right now the values of the United States are pretty messed up. We ought to clean up our own act before we presume to be setting the model for the rest of the world. There was a time when the United States was looked up to as a moral and human rights leader, and we didn't have to invade other countries to do it. We led by example. We didn't point guns at these other people and say, you will do what we do as we do it. We didn't have to. Over in Syria, the controversy continues over the April 2018 Douma chemical weapons attack that signaled the end of Jaish al-Islam's occupation. And life in the Syrian city is gradually returning to peace and stability. Now, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons interim report and final report have basically thrown the corporate media into total disarray. There was no sarin found. And, of course, the corporate media, oh, Assad used sarin on his own people. Assad used sarin on his own people. What an evil man. We must send your children over there to get him for us, was the propaganda. And they failed to explain why Assad would do something that dumb. I mean, Assad is not a stupid man. He's running a country. And it doesn't make sense. He's winning the war. He was, back then, winning the war. And he realized that any kind of chemical weapons usage would give the United States an excuse to escalate on their side. So for that reason alone, he's not going to do it. And even if he was dumb enough to carry out a chemical weapons attack, why were women and children targeted rather than these U.S.-backed rebel groups? Well, the women and children were targeted to maximize the shock value, to get you by your emotions, to keep you from thinking about, did it make any sense at all? When you do a false flag, it has to have an emotional shock component to it, or people start asking questions. Anyway, the OPCW found that chlorine had been used. And so now the corporate media is scrambling to say, oh, well, Assad used chlorine. You know, we were wrong about the sarin, but Assad used chlorine. Really? How do you know that? Because it is the U.S.-backed rebels who have been caught with chlorine time and time and time again. This constant attempt to criminalize the Syrian government and continue the unlawful aggression against Syria. Next, they're going to claim that Maduro is gassing his own people, or he's torturing kittens or some such nonsense. Maduro has nuclear weapons. Maduro has nuclear weapons. And have you noticed that every time a pro-war lie gets exposed, the corporate media doesn't become any more skeptical of pro-war claims coming out of the government? It's like, oh, well, yeah, they lied the last time. But we believe this time that Maduro is an evil tyrant and he's starving his people. It must be true. The U.S. government says so. And every time one of these lies does get exposed, the corporate media just, it's an interesting development, you know, it's an example of how misinformation spreads, and, you know, it really is disgusting. Okay, Amnesty International has accused the United States of killing large numbers of civilians in Somalia over the past 2 years. And the organization said it had been able to document 14 civilians killed in investigations of just 5 airstrikes, which is a tiny fraction of at least 110 such strikes the U.S. military says it has launched since June of 2017. Now, the U.S. military is rejecting Amnesty's report. It says it has killed 800 militants in airstrikes in Somalia, but has not wounded or killed a single civilian. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Okay, do you remember this former leader of Bosnia, Radovan Karadzic? And he was thrown in prison for genocide and war crimes for 40 years. And apparently the International Court at The Hague has revised his sentence to life imprisonment. So at least they got one of these murderous bastards behind bars here. It's one less. We need to throw some more of these genocidal tyrants into prison here. Okay, as you know, things have been very nervous down in Pakistan and India. And India has deployed a large-scale naval deployment, including nuclear submarines and an aircraft carrier, which made Pakistan a little bit more nervous. But India has sent a message to Pakistan not to worry. This is not aimed at you. We're sending a message to China. Now, I'm rather amazed that India thinks they could take on China, unless India thinks they're going to be working with a much larger coalition against China. And it does seem like much of the Pentagon budget is aimed at an eventual confrontation with China, along with the confrontation with Russia. I think it would be a mistake, but they don't listen to me. Apparently, up in the Kashmir, hundreds of Rohingya refugee children were forced out of government institutions into makeshift schools. And apparently the schools they're basically kicked out of the schools. And they're living with this constant fear of expulsion. I wish somebody would settle that down. You know, I think King Solomon was right here. Let's just cut it down the middle. Pakistan gets this chunk. India gets this chunk. Everybody goes back to just, you know, growing their food, farming, manufacturing, engaging in commerce, and just living a pleasant life. Why is that something that our leaders seem to feel we don't deserve? Just leading a pleasant life. All righty. We're coming up on elections in Thailand, which is an amazingly corrupt government, even by U.S. standards. And opposition groups attempting to take power and remove Thailand's powerful independent military from Thai politics are receiving extensive, well-documented funding and political support from Washington, London, Brussels, Western corporate foundations, including George Soros Open Society Foundation. Now, the military are running Thailand right now because they ousted the previous insanely corrupt government. And it looks like there's another plan to oust the government of a country and replace it with Western-backed puppets here. Now, Thailand serves as a pivotal regional hub economically and geopolitically. It has the second largest economy in the region and remains the only Southeast Asian state to have avoided Western colonization. Well, by golly, that can't stand. We've colonized the rest of them. We can't have little upstart Thailand just flipping the bird at us like that. Now, Thailand by necessity maintains ties with the West and Western allies like Japan. But it is less than wonderfully obedient. For all these reasons and more, the U.S. has been involved in long-term regime change efforts in Thailand, starting at least as early as 2001 with billionaire and former Carlyle Group advisor Thaksin Shinawatra's ascent to political power. Shinawatra is the one the military kicked out. So what we have is another country that was taken over with the junta. They kicked out the U.S. puppet ruler. Now the U.S. is going in for another try. Got to take a break for commercials. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, I feel the need to say thank you to all of you who have already and continue to donate to Republic Broadcasting Network and also WhatReallyHappened.com, because especially with this last year, had you not done so and been doing so, we wouldn't be here. That's the reality. And so we do need you to keep on supporting us. If you haven't donated, now's a good time to step on in. And I realize it's tight for everybody. But like I said before, there's no such thing as too small a donation. I mean, if everybody listening to this broadcast sent in just $5 to Republic Broadcasting, that would really have a tremendous positive impact. We're not a big, giant TV network. We don't have on-air hosts who are making million-dollar salaries. You know, we're on a real shoestring budget here, although in my case, it's a sandal budget. So anyway, if you can help out, please do. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can do a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. I thank you. It's teamwork. It's a partnership going on between us all. Okay, we're going to go to the phones here to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, Mike, I love your work. I probably agree with you 99.99% of the time. But I have to call you out on that story. I have to call you out on that story you reported about Karadzic at the ICC, where he was sentenced to life. The ICC, and I'm sure you know this, is a political weapon used by the West. I mean, the U.S. itself doesn't even recognize its jurisdiction. This is a court that allegedly was responsible for Milosevic's death, the former leader of Serbia, where there was a lack of evidence. They were saying that he was basically allowed to die. He wasn't given his medication. This is a court, and the Corbett Report did an excellent, he wrote an excellent article about this. It's basically used to go after African dictators and enemies of the West. This man, you've mentioned Karadzic, and there was also Mladic. Yes, they probably did commit crimes, but there were more egregious crimes committed by the Croats and the Muslim side, and these people weren't even prosecuted because they were on the U.S., they were on the West side. If you recall,
let's be blunt, they were on the winning side. Yeah. I mean, if you go back to Nuremberg, they basically raked the Germans over the coals. You know, the Allies had committed equal crimes. I mean, they literally starved German POWs to death. Unfortunately, unfortunately, the winners get to basically punish the losers, is not likely to change.
And then, Mike, I just wanted to say this. The West has become, I'm sure you've heard this before, has become the new Soviet Union. If the Soviet Union in the past was very active around the world, aiding revolutionary groups to effect regime change, the U.S. is doing the exact same thing. And if you recall, too, the Soviet Union would abuse its psychiatric, its medical sector by sending dissidents to psychiatric wards. I believe Sakharov was held there for some time. Now you have the French ordering Marine Le Pen to undergo psychiatric treatment for those tweets that she sent about ISIS. So it's a complete reversal.
Yeah. We have met the enemy, and they are us.
Yeah, that's all I have. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go. Speaking of the International Criminal Court, there is a schism opening up between The Hague and the United States, and even the mass media is shocked by the mafia-style outbursts of U.S. government officials basically saying, no, you will not investigate us for war crimes. And the court, which sits in The Hague, responded that it was an independent and impartial institution and would continue to do its work undeterred by Washington's actions. So that little nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you're not going to investigate our war crimes, you'll just investigate the other guy's war crimes, that may have been tossed out the window by U.S. arrogance. Because now the ICC, in order to protect its legitimacy, they have to do something. They have to be seen to take steps, and we might actually see some war crimes prosecutions against the U.S. and its allies. And I find it rather amazing that in their denouncing the ICC and withdrawing all of their visas of their personnel, that the U.S. also included Israel in there. You won't investigate Israel. And as you probably have already heard, the Palestinians are already up in the ICC trying to bring war crimes charges against Israel. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, the Turkish army back in 1974 invaded the island of Cyprus, and they still occupy part of it. And the Cypriots are a little upset because the Turkish army is trying to change the cultural identity of the northern half of Cyprus, which is an area with literally thousands of years of rich history. And we have unfortunately seen that as a hallmark of invaders, of going into a country and wanting to erase signs of the previous cultures that were there. We certainly are seeing it with Israel and Gaza. We saw it with the United States, even in Iraq. And apparently since 1974's violent displacement of all of these Greek Cypriots, the northern part of Cyprus has occupied not just by Turkish Cypriots, from whom the vast majority were already living on the island. So there's a little bit of tension over there. Okay, people are still talking about the New Zealand mosque massacre. Police are now saying there may have been an intended third target. Nobody really knows. And apparently, Daesh spokesman Abu Hassan al-Majahar has posted a new message on social media calling for Muslims to take vengeance for their religion in response to the terrorist attack in Christchurch. This was a 44-minute recorded message that was posted on Telegram Monday from the Daesh spokesperson, who had been presumed dead. Surprise, he's back here. And in this recording, Mujahir, or somebody pretending to be him, called for revenge killings in retaliation for the Christchurch attack on two mosques, who himself claimed to be, you know, was supposed to be revenge for Muslim terror attacks on Europeans. Now, what was it Gandhi said? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and soon the whole world is blind and toothless. And this gets back to the idea. Is somebody trying to fan up war between Christians and Muslims? And that would be very dangerous given to the high degree to which Muslims and Christians have been blurred together with all this globalist open border stuff. Now, Sabelle Edmonds came on out with a new video. She's in Turkey. She's been in Turkey for a while. And she's saying that Turkey may be the next hotspot in the Middle East. But she also came on out. She was investigating the New Zealand shooter arrival in the country and how it coincided with a bombing that targeted Jews. And she's asking, what are the chances of one individual's both entries into a country coinciding with these events? And as a matter of fact, I was on the Richie Allen show earlier today, and Richie brought it up that, it did seem this guy was all over the place. He was in all these countries, and at the same time he was in these countries, something ugly happened. So this guy may have been an operative, is an operative. He's still alive. And they're going to have a show trial, and they'll put him into witness protection. But it would certainly explain the extreme casualness shown on the video when he was just shooting the people. Apparently, this is just the sort of thing he's been doing all along. Now, William Craddock at the Disobedient Media has written an article entitled "Evidence Indicates Link Between the North Korean Embassy Break-in and the Christchurch Attacks," which points to evidence that a paramilitary group was involved both with the Christchurch massacre, and while the corporate media is only naming the single suspect, Brenton Tarrant, we need to remember he was arrested with other suspects, a total of four, three men and a woman. And Disobedient Media's article says that Tarrant and his group likely have professional military connections. And that seems to make sense, because yesterday we were reporting on the fact that Australian police had located where this Tarrant had bought some of the guns that he had in his car, but they couldn't identify where he got that military-style rifle that he actually used in the shooting. So the official narrative is being pushed, crazed, lone nut assassin. But the early reports, again, four people arrested. At one point, it was reported there were two shooters. And even more importantly, the police were saying there were improvised explosive devices, plural, found attached to the vehicles, again, plural, used by the suspects, again, the plural. So it does look like there were multiple people involved. And New Zealand is trying to just slam this whole thing down. To the point where the president of New Zealand got up in parliament, or the prime minister, rather, and basically said, I'm not even going to say this guy's name anymore. He should just be erased from the face of the earth here. Jim Stone is writing, the fact that New Zealand has ID'd everybody who saved that Christchurch live stream and arrested them without bail does mean they have something to hide. And it's insane. Why are they so obsessed about this? Why are they so worked up about people having copies of this that they're going around arresting people who have it? Okay, there's something in that video. that is going to blow the whole story wide open. Apparently, one of the people that's been arrested, Philip Neville Arps, has been arrested. He's 44 years old. Bail was denied. His next appearance will be in court on April 15th. Now, this guy runs an insulation business, and he faces two charges of distributing the live stream of the mosque shooting. I mean, that's total tyranny and dictatorship. Apparently, in Masterton, New Zealand, a woman has been arrested for a Facebook post after the mosque shooting. And she didn't post the video. She just made commentary about it. And she's been arrested for inciting racial disharmony, which carries a maximum penalty of 3 months imprisonment or a $7,000 fine. And Senior Sergeant Jennifer Hansen said the Facebook post upset a number of people because it referred to the events at Christchurch. So I guess they've all become hypersensitive, easily offended, easily shocked. Snowflakes down in New Zealand as well. Yeah, okay. I mean, we're about to enter a global recession. How are all these hypersensitive, easily wounded people going to get by? They need to toughen up here a little bit. Now, there's another little aspect of this that's come on out. As you know, New Zealand is one of the Five Eyes countries, along with Britain, the United States, Canada, and Australia, who collaborate on mass surveillance of all the people everywhere. They spy on each other's countries and trade the information to bypass laws against spying on their own citizens. And the New Zealand Intelligence Agency has this notoriously off-leash invasive surveillance apparatus. Okay, why didn't they see this guy coming? I mean, they could see he should have known he was buying up a lot of guns. I imagine down in New Zealand, they have these little supermarket cards or store shopper's cards, which track what you buy. And if he started buying stuff to make improvised explosive devices, it should have triggered some kind of alert. But it turns out that apparently New Zealand's intelligence apparatus is totally focused on environmental activists. And they have been caught spying on New Zealand Greenpeace, the New Zealand Green Party, the MANA movements, and the anti-trans-Pacific partnership activists. And New Zealand was also caught giving private corporate spies access to its national surveillance data to help them hunt down and neutralize activists. Apparently, the New Zealand police also abused these records, accessing them without a warrant on thousands of occasions to spy on Kiwi activists. And so the shooter just slipped on through, which kind of wasn't that the whole point of all this spying? We're going to catch the bad guys before they do bad things. And again, the media is totally focused on, you know, these poor Muslims, they got shot, they got killed. It's really horrible. Meanwhile, of course, on Saturday, March 16th, last Saturday, 10 Christians were murdered in Nigeria. That brings the number of Christians killed in the country to 140. And they don't get the coverage in the corporate media. It almost does look like somebody wants to fan up the Muslims into a holy war, a jihad. And just to show how shameless people can be in exploiting tragedy for their own agenda, the activist group Women's March used the terrorist attack on the mosque to solicit donations from supporters. Women's March sent out a fundraising email from co-chair Linda Sarsour, who asked supporters to give the gift of justice by donating to the activist organization she leads. We could adopt that slogan, give the gift of truth, donate to Republic Broadcasting. That's a good one. I think we should use that one. Over in Haiti, there's been a little bit of an embarrassment because apparently a group of U.S. mercenaries got caught up in this half-baked scheme to move $80 million for Haiti's president, who is not likely to be president for very much longer. And so apparently these mercenaries flew in an 8-passenger charter airplane with a stockpile of semi-automatic rifles, handguns, Kevlar bulletproof vests, and knives. Most had already been paid $10,000 up front, and they were promised another $20,000 after they finished the job. They were met at the airport with a trio of politically connected Haitians. And they were whisked through the airport, avoiding customs and immigration agents, so they could just walk on in with their guns. So apparently it was too good a deal for the band of semi-employed military veterans and security contractors to turn down. Out from this one as the story gets on out there. And remember that coffee mug that we have over in our online store here. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And it looks like that's what Haiti's president was getting ready to do. $80 million. Talk about being greedy. I mean, the guy's headed into retirement. You don't need $80 million to retire. Over at the United Nations, the Independent Commission of Inquiry on the protest in the occupied Palestinian territory presented its full report the first part of this week, saying Israeli forces breached international human rights by using live ammunition against unarmed Palestinian protesters. The report doesn't mention the butterfly bullets. These were these expanding bullets that just maximized the destruction here. The UN has now submitted a list of specific names of Israeli officers to the International Criminal Court up in The Hague. And we'll see what's going to happen there. No doubt the United States is now going to try and kiss and make up with the ICC and say, you know, forget about all that nonsense about, you know, mafia stuff here. And, you know, we're still not going to give you the visas to investigate our war crimes, but really you can't investigate Israel war crime. It would be a terrible thing. I mean, just remember the Holocaust. Have you noticed they always go back? Remember the Holocaust. I'm sorry. I'm 66 years old, coming up on 67. All of whatever is supposed to have happened in Germany happened before I was even born, and I just don't care about it anymore. Israel supporters will come on back and say, well, you share in the guilt. No, I don't. I don't feel guilty over anything that happens that I don't have direct influence on. This whole collective guilt nonsense, whether it's used by Israel or whether it's used by the reparations people, it's nonsense. It's just another manipulation. Anyway, getting on back to Israel, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories says that Israel is deliberately depriving the Palestinians of clean water. And the reporter, Michael Link, says basically it's an act of pillage to basically steal the resources from the Palestinians. We were reporting just yesterday how Israel was shutting off water in various parts of the occupied West Bank, claiming the water sources were illegal. And the Palestinians are saying, how can they be illegal? They're on our land. It's wells on our land. How can they be illegal? But apparently the UN is taking notice of the fact that Israel has a policy of usurping Palestinian natural resources, and that it's robbed the Palestinians of vital assets. I would like to see something come of this, but at least the United Nations had this spinal fortitude, if you will, to stand up and say, look, what's going on is wrong. Israel, of course, is ignoring it. They're saying, oh, you anti-Semites, you Jew haters, Nazis, Nazis, Hitler, 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 Holocaust, 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 Holocaust. And Israel just announced that they're going to begin the construction of 840 new illegal settlement units in the West Bank. And they're designed to attract young settler families to the second largest Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank. And the project will include shopping malls, education facilities, parks, and attraction sites serving the new illegal Jewish community. Now, Mayor of Ariel, Eli Shaviro, said that the settlement project came in response to the killing of an Israeli soldier and a settler near the illegal settlement, which is built on the occupied land of the Palestinian city of Salfit. So basically, Israel's attitude is, we're going to build an illegal settlement, And if you fight back against us, we'll just build another illegal settlement. That's the way it's all going to work here. Now, over at the United Nations, apparently Israel has set up a photo exhibition, or is about to, showing its humanitarian work around the world, for everywhere except, of course, for Palestine. And it's just a blatant propaganda effort to try and polish their image ahead of any possible UN votes regarding Israel's behavior. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about Israel's public relations outreach, which has always been very intense. They're always out there, you know, basically promoting the Holocaust and, you know, Jewish suffering and Jewish victimhood. And apparently, along with this photo exhibit that they had at the UN, Beth Salam is out there saying that Israel's claim of investigations into these atrocities being committed against the Palestinians are a whitewash. and they're designed to perpetuate the killing in Gaza. And Betzalem issued a position paper explaining that Israel's promise to investigate 11 incidents in which protesters were killed is just propaganda. We called it a tapestry of lies. And basically said that announcing investigations is a standard ploy that Israel uses to ease international pressure whenever its unlawful policies elicit criticism. And that's true here. Now, Israel yesterday asked 26 countries for support against a United Nations vote that singles out its violation of international human rights and humanitarian law in the occupied Gaza Strip. So apparently they're already out there lobbying the UN members to vote against the war crimes bill. And apparently Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz wrote a letter to the countries not to vote in favor of Israel's alleged violations against Palestinians demonstrators that could be covered by war crimes and crimes against humanity at the UN Human Rights Council. And he said the UN report ignored Hamas rockets and lacked understanding of the security concerns of Israel. Well, you know, you did steal their country, basically. And that's another one of Israel's pieces of propaganda. There never was a Palestine. Remember Golda Meir? I always used to say, there was no such thing as Palestine. And then a postcard surfaced that she had mailed that indicated it was sent from Palestine. Apparently, over in the Shufat refugee camp in occupied East Jerusalem, Israeli bulldozers demolished an under-construction building that was supposed to be a school. And dozens of the Israeli soldiers escorted bulldozers into the refugee camp, surrounded the Al-Razi school, went up on rooftops of nearby buildings. Drones were flying overhead, and then the bulldozers demolished the building. And the Israeli forces fired rubber-coated steel bullets toward locals. So that's probably one of the reasons why Israel really hates the independent media. The corporate media never covers any of this stuff. The corporate media is totally controlled by Israel, the same as our Congress. And the independent media represents the people of the world breaking free from the matrix. Another reason you should be supporting Republic Broadcasting. Over in Great Britain, at King's College London, pro-Palestine students... here's the music. We got to take a break for station identification. I'll do this story after we come back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.